More than 3,600 pages of deeply disturbing material, 75 of them ever more so. The part of the trove logging sex crimes against children committed by at least 10 CIA employees and contractors. In the worst of cases, against very young children.
Someone had inappropriate sexual activity with an unidentified two-year-old girl, admitted to having inappropriate sexual contact with on the then six-year-old on two separate occasions. The PEB voted unanimously to recommend termination and revocation of his clearances. The Eastern District of Virginia U.S. Attorney's Office declined prosecution of based on taint issues.
This individual, whose identity was cloaked by a code name along with everybody else, was fired but never charged, according to the papers. Another CIA employee was caught with thousands of inappropriate images of children on his work laptop.
The agency employee had used his United States government laptop computer to view approximately 14,000 images of pornography, of which 1,400 were of underage individuals. The United States Attorney's Office declined prosecution of in favor of administrative action by the agency. In view of the PEB recommendations, it's recommended that this case be closed with no further action.
Was any legal action taken against them? Well, the answer to that question remains a mystery. None of the 75 pages mention anything of the sort. They do mention a CIA contractor, though, who crawled into the darkest corner of the internet and thought he was seducing a child. The child luckily turned out to be an undercover FBI agent.
And allegedly solicited an undercover essay from the FBI in an online chat room in an attempt to travel interstate for the purposes of having sex with what he believed to be an underage child. The case is being closed.
The agency terminated the contract with the individual, and again, apparently no further action was taken. Yet they say they take such crimes very seriously.
While we cannot comment on the reasons why specific cases were declined, we do take very seriously any allegation that our prosecutors declined a potential case based on an improper assessment of the relevant factors.
And it took years for these papers to even become public and reveal that apparently the CIA badge is a real-life equivalent of a get-out-of-jail-free card, even for the worst of crimes.
Well, we've sent requests to both the CIA and the US Attorney's Office for Virginia to get their comments about these cases. If we hear back, we will, of course, tell you what they say. Well, let's talk now to former CIA analyst John Kiriakou. Welcome to RT. The child abuse claims in these documents are shocking enough. What do you think about in terms of the cover-up that this document suggests as well?
I don't think there's any surprise here at all. You know that phrase, shocked but not surprised? That's how I felt when this news broke. The CIA is a very, very sexualized organization, and they're very good at covering up crimes. All they have to do is say sources and methods. All they have to do is say that they want to protect classified information. And so, as you said a moment ago, CIA officers and contractors can commit the most heinous crimes, crimes against children, and not be prosecuted.
Why do you think it's taken so long for these incidents to even be revealed? Where are the whistleblowers in this?
Well, that's a good question. There are no whistleblowers. There should have been whistleblowers at every step of the way. And the reason why it took so long for this news to finally see the light of day is because the CIA fought it in court. Jason Leopold, a journalist for the U.S. news organization BuzzFeed, filed more than 12 Freedom of Information Act requests and filed three separate lawsuits before this information was finally freed up and made public just a couple of days ago. Jason did a great public service in donating the information and all the documents to WikiLeaks. So the information is there now for everybody to see it. But the reason why we didn't know about this any earlier is that there was no whistleblower and the CIA would not allow the information to be released.
Mm. Some of the suspects in this document have even admitted to their crimes. People are going to be very surprised as to why there's been no legal process from that they haven't been brought to justice if they've admitted to something so heinous.
Yes, it's called graymail. What the CIA always fears is that someone will get up on the stand in court to testify on his own behalf and reveal classified information, and especially will reveal sources and methods, perhaps the names of sources or information about ongoing operations. And so in exchange for not revealing that information, there's usually a plea deal or, as you saw in this situation, no court case at all.
Mm. Well, now that these, even though they're heavily redacted documents, now they're out in the open, now that there is this exposure, do you think that at least opens the door to some sort of justice redress?
I doubt it. I have a friend at the CIA with whom I worked for many years, and we spent time overseas together and at CIA headquarters. He had gone into operations after spending decades in security. He was a polygrapher, and he told me that I would be shocked and sickened if I had any idea how many CIA employees in the course of their polygraph exams admitted to having sex with animals. Well, now we're talking about having sex with children. And if nothing was done about those CIA employees having sex with animals, I certainly don't expect them to do anything about the children.
Mm. But by their nature, child abusers are devious. The CIA is trained to do covert work. How difficult is it for the government to be able to try and stop the rot inside the CIA?
Well, you know, this is what these internal controls are supposed to be all about. This is what the polygraph is for. It's supposed to weed out perverts and criminals and crazy people. And in fact, because the CIA also attracts sociopaths, that is, people who feel no regret or remorse for their actions, they slip through the cracks. Unless there is serious change inside the CIA and certainly more transparency, I don't see this changing at all.
Mm. It's only a troubling time, isn't it? Okay, John Kiriakou, former CIA analyst, thanks for joining us on RT.
My pleasure.